This is the Texas Standard. I'm Nathan Bernier in for David Brown. Two teams out of Texas are packing their bags and heading out to California as we speak. Now, along with their light jackets, they're packing a ton of technology because they're competing in this weekend's Hyperloop competition put on by SpaceX. You may remember about 4 years ago, SpaceX founder Elon Musk put out his so-called white paper, which outlined a new concept for mass transit. The Hyperloop competition is about making that concept a reality. So the Texas Standard's Alexandra Hart met the Texas teams, both based at UT Austin, and found they have completely different approaches to the competition.
Tucked away in Austin's UT campus is what used to be an old gym. Gone are the basketball nets. The place is now filled with workspaces for UT engineering students. One of those workspaces is home to the 512 Hyperloop team. They're the team with the first approach to moving the pods. When I visit, they're doing some final calculations and putting on some finishing touches.
Yeah, I think on the whole, we're probably about three quarters done, but we're an undergraduate team and we're really good at doing things at the last minute. So yeah. we're gonna wrap it up here.
That's John Sigmund with 512 Hyperloop. In true college student fashion, the team has finished its design in a matter of weeks. They're all set to compete this weekend. Eric Simmons says the goal is to build the fastest pod. He's also with 512 Hyperloop and is in charge of the pod's suspension system.
SpaceX is building a test track in front of their facility in LA. Basically, we have to design a pod that can go on this test track, and we're trying to go as fast as possible.
That's the whole point of the technology, speed, as in Dallas to Austin in 25 minutes kind of speed. Back in 2013, Elon Musk first introduced the Hyperloop idea. He said he wanted to move people around in pods that traveled at high speeds in sort of these type of sealed, depressurized tubes. And the pods have to levitate on the tracks. There's essentially two ways to get that levitation.
Some teams are using air bearings, which are basically like an air hockey table effect. We specifically are using magnetic levitation.
Simmons says most teams competing this weekend are going that route, maglev as they call it. It's just easier and more feasible. The technology is already widely used, like in bullet trains, and he says he thinks it would be easier to reproduce at a larger scale. Not that they didn't try to use air bearings, at least at first.
I designed the old air bearing system too, and it was a disaster. The air bearings require the track to be like perfect, like, you know, perfectly flat.
The other Texas team headed to this weekend's competition is trying to overcome those hurdles. Meet Guadalupe, spelled with an L-O-O-P. Get it?
I think there are only like four teams using air bearings because I think maglev is the more reliable technology.
That's Nicole Foster with Guadalupe.
Going in and saying, I want to levitate something and move it at high speeds with air bearings, it's completely new.
The idea with the air bearings is to float the pod over the track on a cushion of air. Right now, the technology is mainly used in moving heavy equipment at low speeds over short distances. But remember, the goal here is speed, fast speed. So the challenge for Guadalupe is to take that existing concept and apply it to their pod. James McGinnis is also with Guadalupe. He says the original plans in Musk's white paper included using air to move the pod, and that's something they wanted to stay true to. Plus, it could be cheaper to implement than outfitting tracks with magnets.
Going with air bearings was, I think in retrospect, it didn't feel like an easy decision, but it was like the only decision that could be made given kind of what we wanted to accomplish.
The goal for them is less about showing up and winning based on speed, even though technically that's the only criteria SpaceX is looking at this weekend. The Guadalupe team is more interested in developing the air-bearing technology, even as a lot of engineers focus more on maglev.
Sort of no one's gone fast on air bearings before, and we kind of want to be the first to show. Even if we go a modest 100 miles an hour, that'll still be, you know, lay enough of groundwork for maybe people to revisit and say, hey, maybe we should take a closer look at air bearings and really develop out sort of the original idea.
But he admits winning would be pretty cool too. So exactly what is the prize for winning? Here's how Eric Simmons from 512 Hyperloop puts it.
It's amazing. Everyone asks us, like, what's the prize? What do you guys plan for? You know, how much money are you guys getting? And so we're not getting anything, but really it's a global competition. You have teams from all over the world, like truly all over the world. Really, it's for the glory.
In somehow finding a way to beat that terrible I-35 traffic, that does sound pretty glorious. In Austin, I'm Alexandra Hart for the Texas Standard.